From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Under nightfall in Egypt, revolutionaries are celebrating victory after the news that President Hosni Mubarak has stepped down. 18 days after the uprising began, Vice President Omar Suleiman announced earlier today that Mubarak has resigned. The announcement, touching off wild cheers in Tahrir Square, the main rallying point of the opposition. And it's a similar scene elsewhere in Egypt. NPR's Corey Flintoff joins us from Alexandria. Hi, Corey.
Hi, Lakshmi. I'm here on the Corniche, which is the famous boulevard that curves along the waterfront here in Alexandria, which is Egypt's second largest city. The Corniche is about 10 miles long. And as far as I can see, it is full of cars and people who are celebrating just wildly. I mean, there are people dancing in the streets, people chanting. Everywhere, people are waving flags, and there's a pretty strong breeze coming in from the Mediterranean, and those flags are flying very proudly right now.
And, Corey, you know, Nobel laureate Mohamed El-Baradei spoke to NPR a short time ago after Mubarak's resignation was announced and said it was the best day of his life.
I couldn't have imagined that I would live long enough to see Egypt emancipated from decades of repression. For the first day, now every Egyptian feels sense of dignity, sense of pride, and sense of hope. It's unbelievable to tell you how the feeling. It's an electrified feeling.
And a senior member of the Muslim Brotherhood, Issam El Arian, spoke with NPR as well within hours of the announcement. He expressed renewed hope for the future of Egypt.
We are sharing our people, Egyptian people, celebration of fall of a tyrant and a new step for a new democratic system for all Egyptians.
Corey, what are you hearing about people's expectations in the days and weeks ahead?
Well, you know, I talked to one young man who, while he's quite happy that Mubarak has stepped down, he said, you know, and I quote to you, he said, it's scary days. It should be scary days. And he said, you know, Egypt has a lot of difficulty ahead, and he wants to warn people that they should be ready for it.
Thanks, Corey. NPR's Corey Flintoff in Alexandria, Egypt. We should be hearing shortly from President Obama his reactions to news out of Egypt. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
President Obama was in a meeting in the Oval Office this morning when he got word that the Egyptian president had stepped down. He then stepped into the outer office and watched the demonstrations in Egypt on television for a few minutes. The White House has obviously been keeping a close eye on events in Egypt for many days now, but has little control over events there.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley reporting. From Washington, this is NPR News. Former Liberian leader Charles Taylor's defense team has won a delay in wrapping up his three-year war crimes trial. Taylor himself continues to boycott the proceedings in which he's charged with 11 counts of instigating rape, murder, mutilation, and other atrocities in Liberia's neighbor of Sierra Leone. Terry Schultz reports that judges at the Hague Tribunal agreed to let an appeal play out.
Taylor continues to snub the court over its refusal to accept his team's closing documents, filed 20 days late. Lead counsel Courtney Griffiths did show up under threat of contempt of court, but stayed silent as another attorney argued against the judge's demand he apologize for the Tuesday walkout of the Taylor side. Attorney Terry Mignard says Griffiths needs time to work on his defense and also wants to await an appeal ruling on the late documents. Prosecutors accuse Taylor's side of playing for time, which Mignard denies.
We do not want the trial lasting a day longer than it needs to. And hollow though those words may sound, they are nevertheless genuine.
The trial will resume in 2 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Five of the seven Philadelphia area minors accused of bullying admit they played a role in a videotaped attack on a 13-year-old who was dragged through the snow and hung by his coat from a spiked 7-foot-high fence post. In return, the five will have the most serious charges against them dropped. The teens will remain in custody until a juvenile detention hearing later this month. Recapping our top story, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has resigned this 18 days after an uprising began to get him out of office. We're expecting to hear reaction later this hour from President Obama. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.